Is it Darnaz Tigner? Am I pronouncing it right?
Darnaz Tigner. Yes, yes.
The Walk of Hearts, his
yes,
personal mission to raise awareness of child obesity. And where are you now, sir?
Right now I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
And you started where?
South
Fort
Florida.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And you're walking, and you're in Richmond, Virginia. How long have you been walking? How many days?
54 days.
And your goal is to get to the White House?
Yes, to get to Washington, D.C., and have the First Lady Michelle Obama walk the last mile with me.
And what's your inspiration for this walk?
My sister actually inspired me. She struggled with obesity. And in trying to find different ways to help her, I realized how big the problem was, and I knew I had to do something to try to inspire more than just her.
And how is your sister?
She's doing great.
Is she still struggling with obesity?
Yes. She's definitely still struggling, but so far she's lost 50 pounds, so we're definitely making progress.
And so let me ask you this, because you're a college athlete, right?
Yes.
And so obviously sports has been important in your life, and then for your sister to have the struggle, how was it that you finally came to understand or try to understand her struggle when, you know, it might not have been a problem for you as an athlete?
Once I got home and really realized how bad the problem was, I really just tried to sit down with her and talk to her and just try to figure out ways that I could help her. And one of the things she kept trying to get across to me is that we don't know how hard it is. People, like you said, who are athletic, who have done sports their whole life, who have lived active lifestyles, we just don't know how hard it is. So I tried to do my research, and in doing my research, I just realized how big of a problem it was.
How old is she?
Right now, she's 24. At the time I started this, she was 19.
You know, when you talk to family members or anybody about obesity, they get real defensive. And how did you talk to her without being offending?
Actually, me and her, we just ended up crying. that's really
you
how
made
it
your
started.
Sister cry.
She made me cry because she was just telling me she just doesn't. I just don't know how hard it is, and that she's doing everything she possibly could in order to lose this weight. And with her crying, I ended up crying, and we were just sitting on the couch crying. And at that point, I felt so helpless because my whole life I've been my sister's hero, and at this one moment, I just had no way to help her. I didn't know what to do, and I felt so helpless, and I felt as if I really needed to do something, but I just didn't know where to start.
And it's been a lifelong struggle for her.
Yes, it has been a lifelong struggle for her.
So now you're gonna you've been walking up the East Coast, and you're steps away from the White House, and the First Lady is going to join you because she obviously is an advocate for this.
Yes.
And so how can people help you and help your sister?
If people want to help, they can go to the website. The website is The Walk of Hearts, thewalkofhearts.org. Or they can follow me on Facebook. My name is Darnaz, D-A-H-R-N-A-Z, last name Tigner, T-I-G-N-E-R.
And your sister Jade, is she walking with you?
She started off walking the first part with me. Then, of course, her job wouldn't let her get off. But she is dedicated to doing her own exercising at home. She walks between 1 to 3 miles a day.
And what about her diet?
Has
she changed her diet?
That's the one thing that she struggles with. Yes, she has changed her diet, but it was not something that came overnight for her. I mean, she eats a whole lot healthier, but she does have her drawback. You know, once you get used to it, it's hard to just stop.
Wow, it's quite a journey and a really nice effort on your part to help your sister and to bring attention to this.
Man, it's hot out there, too.
Yes, I've walked in 110.
Oh, my God.
Bless
goodness.
You.
And on the highway, too, when those big trucks pass you. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, yes. I've had semi-trucks, little cars, everything. Actually, the semi-trucks aren't that bad. They actually move over. It's a little hard
to
worry about.
God bless you and what you're doing.
And your sister.
Bringing awareness. He's in Richmond, Virginia, and he's walking 1,300 miles from South Florida to the White House about obesity on Get Well Wednesday.
And Tom Darnaz is answering questions as well.
Okay. At 646464.